Hey guys, Vape Nate here. Thought I wouldn't record this, but I would, and I'm sorry I'm not doing a video, but one is I'm walking in this strange fucking area, and it's funny, I'm in this new suburb, which is actually quite a distance away from where I'm staying. And then I've got all these cars coming from like the from other areas. It's like this, yeah, it's just annoying. So anyway, I guess I'll just talk. So I cut off contact with everyone. And you know, I had to do it. I think at this point I got to the point where I was just too tired of all the bullshit, and I didn't want to put up with it. So I, you know, everything I had, I basically sold everything I had, and that's what happened. And man, there's this person, this dog. I'm like afraid that I'm getting stalked or something, but that's what happened. So I sold everything, pretty much everything I had. I took my computers with me, and then I moved. It was all of a sudden, and I'm kind of, you know, a little bit paranoid that I might actually have my family members trying to find me. But then again, they don't have much, like, legality over me anymore, since, you know, I'm an adult and all. But, you know, it's just, I felt like it was something I had to do. And, you know, I actually surprised myself, because I thought I would, like, break down pretty easily doing so. But, I feel so much better doing it. There is a worry though that if I lose my residence, I don't do anything bad, you know, I'm not gonna like get myself kicked out, but you know, if I for some reason I have to leave the residence, or something like happens to me, you know, and I get screwed over like financially, I might end up homeless. Oh, it's just, man, it's just a sick joke at this point. It really is. Everything is just a sick joke. So I don't know. I don't know what to do. You know, I mean, I got like a job lined up, but basically at this time I have to like restore everything. You know, like, I have some hobbies that I do, and try and actually learn some skills. Now the hard part is I just can't go back to university or put myself into any sort of debt. So it's a real fucking struggle in that aspect. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do, like, if I just go to university? It's just gonna put me in debt, or whatever form of education. And I just can't afford to do that. So, yeah, tomorrow, I've got, like, a long work shift, basically. I'm actually, like, working like 10 hours or something. So yeah, I mean, I did some work, a little bit of work today. But I was also kind of looking at the Neat thread as well on my phone, because I was interested, you know, it was New Year's, and I said, you know, I might as well post and see what's going on. And I don't regret it. And I know some people can be like, well, you need to go away and, like I'm a trip fag or something like that. The thing is, I don't do things that garner attention. You know, I don't go on and brag about, you know, how I have some fucking girlfriend, or, you know, that I'm a degenerate, you know, sex tourist like some other people. But, you know, I basically just line out there, like, yeah, now I'm what you would be call a wagee. But apart from that, I mean, it's still like I've got nothing going on besides that. And I'm trying to, like, piece together my broken, shattered life. And the thing is, I delved way too much into just all this bullshit, which personally, you know, it cost me a lot of time. Like, I think about the, especially like the last 3 years and how much time I've wasted. And oh, it's incredibly sad for me. Because I knew, you know, like, the thing is, that set me back so far, and now it's like I'm practically like a child. I am. I'm not an adult, but I am legally. So if things go bad, you know, I'm well and truly fucked. And I'm paranoid of that. You know, I'm paranoid of so many things now. You know, so many things happening. Being homeless. Having something medical arise. I just what I want to convey. So I, you know, there's nothing really else to be said other than, you know, Happy New Year. I know it's a bit late to say that, but I was in the throat early as well, and I went to sleep before it hit midnight anyway, and, yeah, I will say it's kind of comfy in the sense that I have nothing. It's kind of comfy that I've got, like, shit all in, like, where I'm living right now. Like, I've literally got my desktop, my, laptop. I took those, some clothes, like, some razor blades, shampoo and that sort of thing, and then, yeah, that's about it. You know, shoes. I've still left stuff at home, like, insignificant stuff, but, like, I left some clothes back home, but I'm not going back there. So, yeah, I hope you guys, you know, get some goals done in 2018. 2018 is going to be the year of the wagee for me, the year of gaining some sort of skills, and it's a full moon tonight as well, which I noticed. It's incredibly beautiful, and you know, I'm not gonna get drunk or anything like that. I'm just gonna have a nice meal when I go back to my residence, which is actually gonna take me a while get to, but other than that, well, I mean, it depends on what you mean by a while, but yeah, so Happy New Year, and 2018, year of the wagee, and I'll probably, I don't know, I might do something on Chinese New Year. I might actually go to a Chinese New Year celebration. So see you then. See you guys.